Okay, hey, this is Just Tom, and I'm Tom. And tonight, you're going to hear some sounds. Not like you wouldn't hear sounds if you weren't listening to me, but you're going to hear some awesome sounds. And, yeah. So, basically, what's going to happen is I'm probably going to play for about half an hour something live, and then I'll take it from there. Maybe do some more live, or maybe I'll just DJ a little. But yeah, I'll see you then.
Thank you.
Okay, so how's that for awesome sound? Yeah, so I had to explain a little how I did that and why it was a bit messy. That was done in Animoog, which is a synth app for an iPad made by Moog. It's wicked awesome. I got it mostly because it was on sale, but I used it last week too. And yeah, it's got a lot of, like, there's a lot of parameters you can change. There aren't quite as many as some of the other apps I use. Like, I've used Korg's iMS-20 for lack of an actual MS-20. So jelly of anyone who has one. But yeah, for like, that has way more parameters. But this I find a little easier to play live. Although, what kind of sucks about it, trying to play it live, is that the only, unless I'm using some other hardware, which I don't really have, the only way to get more than one track going is it's got this little record overdub, like, feature, which it works, but I mean, as you can tell, you can't go back on anything you do. There's no way to undo anything, and there's definitely no way to go back and like turn down the volume on a track. So it's interesting because I know a lot of creative people think about putting like limits on themselves. I do that in other mediums as a way of like forcing yourself to be more creative. And this kind of does that, which because I can't go back and undo anything I've done. I can't mute and unmute layers to make it more interesting. I've just got to keep going. And so I find that really interesting. At the same time, it's not really my normal style. Normally, I'd probably use a whole lot more tracks that I could mute and unmute, mix, etc., apply more effects. But it works. It works pretty well. And I'm probably going to be trying to record some songs like that and put them on my SoundCloud eventually. I haven't really done anything serious on it yet. It's all sort of been improv like this. I don't mention my SoundCloud. It's But You're Cool Too. So soundcloud.com/ButYou'reCool2, one word. And you should also check out my awesome friend Nico's SoundCloud. His music on there is a lot better than mine. Let's see, Dreamsicle1, soundcloud.com/Dreamsicle1. He's wicked awesome. He uses mostly Logic, I guess, but it's pretty cool. And he's also on my other radio show. Well, it's not mine. It's really his. The other radio show that I'm on, which is Whatever and Pizza, at Saturday 8 to 9, so you should totally check that out too. So what I think I'm going to do to take us out here is I'm just going to play some music, nothing original, you know. And yeah, that'll be that. So, okay, I just got to choose some tracks and we'll get going. Thank you. Okay, this has been Just Tom with me, Tom. See you next week, Tuesdays 7 to 8. And also, you should tune in to Whatever in Pizza, Saturday 8 to 9 with me and Nico. And stay tuned for... Are you Crazy Wisdom?
No, we're not Crazy Willie.
Damn it! Who are you? What's your name? I don't remember.
I'm Fred.
Okay, stay tuned for Fred.
What's up, guys? Tom really needs-